here in the studio again today. Lovely to see you and happy new year. You've got something very exciting coming out, and why don't you tell us what it's about?
Yeah, okay, so basically, my name is Mauro Dirago, and I've been a fan of Elvis since I was a kid at 5 years old. My mum gave me his 40 greatest hits. So obviously growing up, I was listening, Elvis was my first love, listening to all his records. And also the one nice thing about Elvis is he's the only artist who actually had hits with every genre of music. So not only getting into Elvis, but I actually got into genres of music because he had hits with gospel, R&B, country music, rock and roll, everything, blues. So it was like getting into a whole thing, really. But yeah, so obviously then I got into everybody else, you know, from the Beatles to the Bee Gees and everyone. But anyway, him being my first love of music, I've always released my own songs and records that I've made, you know, written with Rob Davis or Boy George or my own. But I felt, being his 90th birthday, it was really nice to actually cover an Elvis song, and and that's what happened. And what I'd done is I didn't want to choose one of his normal songs, like, you know, songs that people hear every day, like Return the Sender or Suspicious Minds or Jailhouse Rock or whatever. I wanted to choose something that wasn't actually a single for him. It was a B-side. And I just thought, you know, if you're going to do a song, you know, and that's why I chose a track called Suspicion. And I made it in, I kept his feel, but I made it into my own vibe as well. So yeah, that's what I've done, you know.
I know you love Elvis, and it really comes across. I've known you a long time, but I do know you love Elvis. And what's your favourite genre of Elvis music?
Oh, it's really hard. I tell you, with Elvis, it's moods, because it's you know, I mean, I know he's known as the king of rock and roll, but that's just part of it. I mean, he's got great ballads and, you know, like, you know, Always on My Mind or you know, Fall in Love with You. So I think it's moods with Elvis. You can't, you know, it depends how you feel. Yeah, it's so hard, yeah.
He died in 77, you know, that's more than 40 years ago. Do you think his music is still not important, because it is always going to be important, but do you feel the generations making music now perhaps know Elvis, and that his music is still present in music that we're hearing today?
Yeah, okay, right. That's a really good question. Well, let me put it this way. A lot of people, even youngsters that I speak to, I'm talking about from 12-year-old to teenagers and 20-year-olds, they know who he is because everyone knows him as a name, right? And that's the thing with Elvis. It's like they know him, but a lot of people don't know all his music. And I mean, that's, you know, one of the reasons I done this too, because I think, you know, because I've been getting such a great reaction from my record, the other reason I've done it is so that people listen to it and go, oh God, is that an Elvis song? And then they listen to me and go, oh, let me listen to Elvis's original and listen to his other songs. But I feel that artists like, you know, even Ed Sheeran or Bruce Springsteen or from across the board, you know, Bruno Mars, they're all Elvis fans. And, you know, when you listen to their interviews, you can see that, you know, they grew up, you know, inspired by Elvis, because he was even Robbie Williams. I mean, he's got a tattoo of Elvis Presley saying, "Elvis, give me inspiration," or whatever. So these artists of today even are Elvis fans, because I think what he'd done for artists as well is he showed them how to be a showman. I mean, you look at Robbie, you know, the way he's a showman on stage, and or even Bruno Mars, what he had is that he was such a showman on stage and inspiration.
And obviously you speak to Priscilla. Yeah. What does she make of it?
Yeah, well, no, she loves, with Priscilla, she likes anything to keep his legacy alive, you know? And it's great. I mean, you know, she's the one who started Graceland, and it's Graceland is now listed, and it's the most visited house in America, apart from the White House. And when you think it took one man for Graceland, it took loads of presidents for the White House. So it shows, and also if you think of the States as well, see, we've got royalty here, you know. People go and visit Hampton Court and everything. But in America, it's like the Presley name now is like their own royalty, because they're into, you know, he was a poor boy, that you know, the American dream, poor boy done good. So for them, Elvis is like a royalty in a way, the Presley, you know, the Presleys. And I think that's so important. And it's like I say, his house gets visited so many times by all sorts of people and from all over the world. And that's why I think he will still carry on in a legacy, even in 50 years' time. People will still know who he is, because he came out at the beginning of the explosion of pop music. And that's why I think was different about Elvis, where, you know, you had Frank Sinatra and that were doing songs and they were quite laid back. But Elvis, when he exploded in 56, you know, people were censoring him from the waist up. And so I remember Bruce Springsteen saying he was a kid and he saw him on TV in black and white and thought, God, I want to do what he's doing, you know? You know, so he inspired everyone.
And also the style. I don't know if there's as many impersonators for another artist as there are for Elvis. And also, you know, the wedding chapels in Vegas and everything like that, it's Elvis inspired. Isn't it? So with the track Suspicion, you chose that obviously because it's one that you love, yeah, and it's a lesser known track, which hopefully will introduce more people to other styles of his music. How did you go about producing it then?
Like I say, it was nice to choose that because it was a lesser known song and I've loved it since I was a kid anyway. But when I looked at it, I thought, well, this is a great track to do because his original was actually quite straight. His voice is beautiful on it, but it was quite straight. And I thought, well, this is nice song to do because one, introduce the song to everybody that doesn't know it, and two, what I'd done is I put like an instrumental break in the middle and made it a little bit different, and I produced it with my producer Yoad Nivo, who's a hit producer with Bryan Adams, Ed Sheeran, and you know, so we went about it a different way, and also it was lovely to have Lisa Graham playing sax on it, who is in the Jules Holland band, so you know, I just you know, and knowing that Elvis loves saxophone, so yeah, so I just wanted to mix it up a bit, really, you know.
And it is beautiful. Was that a conscious thing? You wanted to put your stamp on it?
Yes, for sure, yeah. Because I think when you do a cover, and especially with Elvis, you don't want to do it exactly the same because then it sounds karaoke, so you might as well listen to the original. So I just definitely want to put my stamp on it and make it into my sort of my vibe in a way, but still keeping true to the feel of Elvis, because Elvis was all about feel, so I wanted to keep the feel of it. But
still, for his birthday, people around the world will celebrate. You're celebrating in your own way by releasing your single, your cover version. And what do you hope people take, obviously downloading the version and playing it, but what do you hope people take from it?
Okay, so I mean, what I want is that, yeah, people obviously stream my version and download it, but the main thing is that they listen to that and think, oh, this is really nice, and then they'd want to listen to Elvis. So that's my thing, is it's basically done it for his legacy, really, you know. So I'm hoping that they hear that and think, oh, I didn't know Elvis recorded that, and then they go and listen to loads of other things that he'd done too. So it's like, for me and mainly for his legacy, really.
So if people want to get their hands on it, how can they do so?
Okay, so you can everywhere, really, stream it on any platform and download it on iTunes or, you know, Spotify. So on it's out there everywhere, really.